you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, it's a very interesting day in the Gabby Petito case because protesters have started gathering outside the boyfriend's home. And this is the thing I really cannot comprehend. I can't get my head around. How can you take your girlfriend across the country and just return without her? I know that we're not supposed to think like this. I know that the idea is that we are supposed to not think that men and women are in any way different from each other at all. But that's the operating standard starting point. That she's a woman. She's fully functional, can defend, provide for, take care of herself just as good as any man can. But in this situation, she's slighter of frame than her boyfriend. In this situation, her boyfriend has the vehicle that drives all the way across the country. And in this situation, he did not return with her. There was a time when fathers would have told the boyfriend, there's no way you're doing that. You want to go somewhere with my daughter, you marry her. That's how you get the opportunity to take her places, especially far away, especially by yourself. I mean, she is 21, so people are going to say, well, she's a fully formed adult, which I don't even know that that's true in your early 20s. Your brain still makes a lot of decisions differently after age 25, 26. So having said all of that, some of his friends are holding up signs that they're not very nice. Where's Gabby is one of them. Speak up, says another one. Truth always comes out. Another one says, would she bring you home? And I guess that's part of what has been on my mind about all of this. Dads, tonight, you don't want to be in a situation that Gabby Petito's dad is in right now. Doesn't know where his daughter is, doesn't know what happened to her, doesn't know where her body is, doesn't know if she's laying dead in a ditch somewhere, which she likely is, having probably fallen off a cliff or been pushed somewhere in the great wild desert of the western side of the country. But how does this boil down to us? If you've got a daughter, take that responsibility of being her protector and her shield seriously. Dads, don't just say, oh, well, it's just the way it is now and I can't do anything about it. Insert yourself into her life. Get into places where she needs protection, whether she realizes it or not. And don't let her drive across the country with a ne'er-do-well, one-on-one, with no protection. I'm not blaming the dad, by the way. I'm heartbroken for him. I think that everybody is going to be heartbroken for the whole family when we finally find out what happened to her. But friends, this should send a clear message to fathers and daughters everywhere. She needs you to be that protector and her cover and her shield until she finds her husband. Don't abandon that role, Dad. Don't do it. Her life may hang in the balance. Have a great weekend. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.